So you can find voice stations more readily than code stations. So you'll find the voice stations above 7200, and you'll find the code stations usually in the range from 7025 up. Whenever I'm here and have a chance to spend a little time, then I turn on and listen. Which is enough, actually. I've had 3 calls, not counting my novice call. I had one that began with K. It was K3DPB. When I moved to New York, I got a W call. It was W2GJY. And now I have an N call, ND2Q. Still to this day, what I really like to build are receivers. I like just putting together some inert objects and then having it produce sound. I have notebooks and notebooks of little circuits I've built to try out and just lash them together, you know, connected the wires point to point, no cases or anything. And that worked, even when they didn't work. And if they make any sound at all, it's just an amazing thrill to me. It's embarrassing on the one hand how simple radio is, and on the other hand how complex it is. Antenna theory in particular is just black art. The antenna books are wonderful. They're filled with these absolutely amazing patterns and drawings of how the antennas work. But they're all modeled on an infinitely thin antenna in free space with nothing else around it. There's no such place, no such thing. Sometimes I've built antennas that were just as perfect as I could make them, and they didn't work for anything. When I lived in New York, I'd dangle a piece of wire out the window, and they work great. So you just, everyone is cut and try.
Destroy a good antenna. Just start throwing 5 or 6 or 7 antennas at a tower. The other thing, when you put those antennas below the beam, that really affects the vertical angle of takeoff, because it sees those antennas as an image plane, another way of wrecking a Yagi antenna.
So I've always preferred Morse code to voice. For one thing, it's technically simpler. All I have to do is generate some RF and turn it on and off, and you can communicate. The thing about Morse code is there's texture to it. Like that's machine-driven code. It's too perfect. When real people send code, there's a little, everybody has a little swing to it. Different characters will be formed differently. My father had. He and I used to keep in contact this way, by Morse code, and we'd have a weekly sched, it's called, just it's what you call a scheduled contact. Different times in our lives, not all the time, but we used to do it. I still have, I found after he died, transcripts of some of those from years ago, that he, on his end, you know, me telling him that the kids were okay, except Chris has a cold. And, to the end of his life, it was a refuge for him, as it is for me. It's part of a different time. And even though the equipment has changed, the feelings don't change. So sometimes it's about making contacts. Sometimes it's about building the equipment. Sometimes it's about assembling it in a way to make it all work together. And all of that's about it, sort of, I think, envisioning some kind of a future.
This is K4MI after Altoona, Pennsylvania.